It's great to be back here.
很高兴再回到这里。
My family and I were able to be with you the last Sunday of last year.
我们家庭上次啊去年来到这里。
And some of you were on retreat at that time, so.
啊，很多人啊上次去那个参加那个啊退休会啊，如果你没有上次没有听到我讲到，这次你有机会。
Let's pause for a prayer and let's remember your pastor who's in Boston this weekend and also ask God to open our hearts, our ears and our minds to what he would say to us today.
让我们稍微停下来想想啊，今这个星期的话张牧师在波士顿，让我们来想想如果他在的话会讲些什么。
Lord God, we thank you for this time, this day, this place.
主啊，感谢你啊，感谢你这个地方，这个时间。
And we believe that you are here.
我们相信你在这。
That you desire to know us.
你要知道了解我们。
And you desire for us to know you.
你想知道我们。
We pray for Pastor Zhang Boli.
我们为张牧师来祷告。
That you would empower him with your spirit.
你来加强他，你来加添他的力量。
That you would speak through him to touch the lives of those that he sees this weekend.
你会通过他们来让很多人来归向主这个周末。
And we pray that as we are gathered here this morning.
我们来祷告，我们来这聚会的时候。
That you would give us open ears.
你会让我们打开我们的心。
Open minds.
打开我们的灵心心灵。
And open hearts.
打开我们的头脑和心灵。
We believe that you are a God that wants to be known.
我们知道那主你是想让我们来了解你的。
And we pray that you would be known in our midst today.
我们来祷告，今天你就在我们敬拜的当中，你就会让我们了解。
Amen.
阿门。
The scripture passage this morning is from Philippians chapter 3.
今天我要讲的是那个腓立比书第三章。
If you have your Bibles, follow along, or is this the section up here? I'm going to go ahead and read in English, and you can just follow along. I don't know if we need translation, or if you can just follow.
Yeah. 你可以看那个投影机上的。
For the white people in the audience, primarily my family. This is what I'll be talking about. Beginning in verse 10. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained all this or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. All of us who are immature should take such a view of these things. And if on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you. Only let us live up to what we have already attained. Join with others in following my example, brothers, and take note of those who live according to the pattern we gave you. For as I have often told you before, and now say again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is on earthly things, but our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body.
Let me read it.
Please.
使我们认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。十二节，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。所以我们中间凡事完全人，总要存这样的心，若在什么事上存别样的心，神也必以此指示我你们。 那我们到了什么地步就当照着什么地步行。弟兄们，你们要一同效法我，也当留意看那些照我们榜样行的人，因为有许多人行事是基督十字架的仇敌。我屡次告诉你们，现在又流泪地告诉你们，他们的结论就是沉沦，他们的神就是自己的杜甫，他们以自己的羞耻为荣耀，专以地上的事为念，我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。他要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
We'll get to the passage in a minute, but let me ask you a question first.
好，我们一会儿再来讲讲这段经文，但是我先问你一个问题。
Have you ever thought you really knew someone? And then things happened that showed that you didn't really know them at all.
你有没有这样的经历，就是你觉得你非常了解某些人，但是啊，一些事情发生以后呢，你觉得你一点都不了解他们。
For example, someone you know at work, they're always on time, they're well-mannered, they're orderly, they're always very neat.
啊，举个例子，比如说有你在工作上认识的一些人，他们总是啊准时，他们啊行为也很好，他们很有次序，而且呢这个非常可以啊值得令人尊敬。
And then you see them someplace else.
然后你在别的地方见到他。
Perhaps you visit them in their home.
啊，或者你在他们家里。
Or you run into them at the Home Depot.
你在 Home Depot 或者别的地方见到他。
Or Costco. Everyone goes to Costco.
每人都去 Costco.
And what you see is so different.
你看到在那里看到他们的时候是完全不一样的。
Their hair is messed up.
他们头发乱蓬蓬的。
If they're a man, they're not well shaved.
啊，如果男人他没有刮胡子。
They've got their old work clothes on.
他们穿了旧的那个工作服。
Maybe they've been painting and they've got paint up to their elbows.
啊，他们或许他们的油漆，他们的这个啊这个胳膊上面都是油漆。
Then you wonder, who's the real person?
你就在问自己了，他们到底哪个是真实的他
？The one I see at work, or the one I see at Home Depot?
是工作上见到的呢，还是在 Home Depot 见到的
？Or maybe you have a professor.
或者你有个学校的教授。
At school, he's always very strict in the classroom.
他在教室里面总是很严格的。
He very specific and demanding of the work he asks you to do.
他特别的，而且要求非常高，要你做完成作业。
And then you get a surprise when he invites you over to his home for a cookout.
当你就很惊奇，你到他家里去，他那个烧烤的时候，你去他家里就
very casual, very relaxed.
非常随和，非常轻松。
He asks you how you're doing. He cares.
啊，他问你你好吗？他说他对你很好。
And he cares for you not merely as a student but as a person.
啊，他就不是对你像学生一样的这个关怀你，而是更像对一个普通的人关怀你。
Who's the real person?
到底是哪个是真正的你认识的人呢？
The one you see in class, or the one you see at home?
在学校里面的呢，还是在他家里的？
Do you really know them?
你真的很了解他吗？
When our kids were much younger,
我们那个小孩小的时候，
we were in the grocery store and we ran into one of their teachers in the grocery store.
我们在那个杂货店里面见到他一个老师。
And our son was so surprised to see that his teacher was not in school.
我儿子觉得非常奇怪，因为在杂货店里面见到他的老师。
He actually thought that she lived at school.
他觉得这个老师应该是住在学校里的。
That was her life.
那个老师的这个生活就是全部应该在学校的。
But then he saw that she had a life outside of the classroom.
他才意识到这个老师在教室以外也有他的生活。
There's a movie that our family has watched, perhaps yours as well, called Mulan.
我们有一个电影，我们家里面都很喜欢看，就是《木兰》。
Based on a historical Chinese character.
就根据中国的一个历史人物来写的。
If you've seen the movie,
如果你看过这个电影
and are familiar with the story,
熟悉这个故事。
You know that when the soldiers are called up to defend the nation from the attack of the Huns, teenage Mulan answers the call.
当他们就是那些士兵被召去抵抗外来的那个侵略的时候，那个木兰也一起去了。
She answers the call in the place of her father. And she dresses and she acts like a young male soldier.
她装扮成一个男的啊，当然是因为过去士兵都是必须是男的。
She succeeds in fooling everyone.
啊，她很成功的，大家都不知道她是个女的。
She shows extreme bravery.
她很勇敢。
Amazing military skills.
啊，这个战术的技巧很好。
She can compete with the best of them.
她可以跟其他男的这个战士一样的很能干。
Until she's injured.
对，后来她受伤了。
And then her true identity as a woman is discovered.
当她这个她被他们发现她是个女孩。
Her fellow soldiers felt like this soldier that they knew so well was someone that they didn't know at all.
他们那些一起跟他打仗的这个士兵觉得很清楚地了解他，但是突然觉得完全不认识他。
Now let's step back 2 centuries.
那我们啊回几个世纪回再往回走。
When the early disciples after Easter or before Easter, I think they may have felt this way also.
这个当时耶稣基督的这个门徒，他们可能在复活节和复活节前后的感觉，就跟刚才我们描述的那个情况一样。
Last week, believers in Jesus around the world celebrated his victory.
啊，上个星期啊，我们所有的这个基督徒庆祝了他的这个啊，这个在十字架上的这个胜利。
He had victory over evil powers, over death, and over the grave.
啊，他战胜了死亡，战胜了坟墓，战胜了这个啊所有的邪灵。
If you're familiar with the story, you know that Jesus had spent 3 years going from village to village.
啊，如果你是了解这个圣经的故事的话，你就知道耶稣啊用了3年时间从一个村到另外一个村。
He had healed the sick.
他治病。
He had raised the dead.
啊，他让人从死里复活。
He had cast out demons, evil spirits.
他赶鬼。
And he had called all people to repent and welcome the kingdom rule of God.
他叫所有的人悔改，来接受神的国度。
His followers watched him.
啊，他的门徒看着他。
They listened to him.
也听到他了。
They were even sent out by him to bring the power and love of God to others.
耶稣还把他们送到别的地方去，让他们去传播福音。
Jesus had tried to prepare his disciples, his followers, for his final week.
耶稣一直在准备他的这个门徒就是他最后的这个他要离去的时候。
He knew that his last journey to Jerusalem was one to go to his death.
他知道最后一次他去耶路撒冷就是去准备他的这个在十字架上的这个死亡。
But this was something that his followers couldn't understand.
他的门徒很难了解，很难理解这一点。
What they knew of Jesus was that he was a wonder worker.
他们所知道的就是耶稣是一个行神迹的。
A famous teacher.
是一个有名的这个老师。
He was a man who taught with authority and was willing to stand up to the challenges of the self-righteous and arrogant religious leaders of the day.
耶稣是这样富有权柄的，是能够面对法利赛人的挑战的是有能力的。
They knew him to be willing to care for those that no one else cared for.
他们知道他是愿意来关怀那些没有人愿意关怀的那些人。
They saw him give sight to the blind.
他们看到他给这个医治那个盲眼的瞎眼的。
Compassion and forgiveness to prostitutes.
他有这个对这个连对妓女都有这个怜悯的心。
He had healed and accepted those who had terrible diseases and moral failure.
他医治了很多有很可怕的疾病，还有很多这个罪人。
He was a man for all men and women who would receive his message and love and hope.
他是为所有人的如果愿意接受他爱的和希望的信息。
All he had to do to draw a crowd was to show up.
耶稣当时的情况，只要他一出现，人就都来了。
He was that well known.
他非常有名的。
He was the main celebrity of the day for all of the right reasons.
他是很有名望的。
And his followers believed that they were going to share in his power, his glory, his authority.
当时他们的门徒都觉得他们会跟他一起来在这个有这样在地上就有荣耀有权柄的。
But then everything changed.
那突然一下子什么都改变了。
They had gathered to celebrate Passover.
当时他们是在一起来庆祝这个逾越节。
This is the most sacred festival of the Jewish calendar and religion.
这是啊、最神是最圣洁的这个啊、这个啊、犹太人的节日。
It's where they remembered God's amazing deliverance of their ancestors from a time of slavery.
啊、是犹太人来庆祝啊、这个神把他们从埃及从奴隶当中带出来的那个节日。
And during this most holy festival, he was arrested.
就在这个最圣洁的节日，这个耶稣被逮捕了。
He was betrayed by one of his own followers.
他被他们当中的一个门徒出卖了。
He was killed in a shameful and brutal way.
他而且是被杀的，是在羞辱啊，而且是很残忍的被钉死在十字架上。
He was buried in a grave that was sealed with a large stone.
他被葬在一个坟墓里面，是啊，被石头堵死的。
And it was guarded by soldiers.
而且是啊，有战士士兵在门口那个看守的。
This couldn't be happening.
这怎么可能发生呢？
This wasn't supposed to be the end of the story.
不应该是这个故事不应该是这样结局的。
His followers had planned to rule with him.
他们的门徒都是准备跟他一起做王的。
And now he was dead, and gone from their eyes.
现在他死了，而且再看不到了。
Don't you think they must have asked themselves, who is he?
他们肯定门徒肯定在问他们自己，他到底是谁呢？
Have we been deceived?
我们是不是被骗了？
Do we know who he really is?
我们真的知道他是谁吗？
How could we possibly spend so much time with him and think we knew him so well, and now we are in total shock?
怎么可能呢？我们跟他在一起这么多时间，我们觉得都很了解他了，那我们现在非常惊奇。
It wasn't until his resurrection.3 days later that his followers got to know him in a whole new way.
三天以后耶稣复活以后，那这他们的门徒完全重新的再来了解耶稣基督。
Once again he sat with them and ate with them and talked with them.
耶稣再重新回到他们当中，跟他们一起吃，跟他们一起谈话，跟他们坐在一起。
He had come back from the grave, an example of God's amazing power.
他从死里复活，是就呈现了这个神的大能。
He had conquered death and all the evil powers.Of darkness.
他征服了所有的黑暗和邪恶的权势。
They thought that Jesus had come to set them free from political oppression.
门徒们当时觉得他们是耶稣基督是来是要让他们能够从罗马这个政治的逼害当中来得到自由。
But he had come to set their spirits free.
但是耶稣基督真正的来是让他们从灵里面得到完全的这个自由。
He had come to give them life.
他给了他们生命。
A life more abundant than they could possibly.
这样什么样的生命呢？他们根本想象不到的非常丰盛的生命。
After his resurrection, he told them his spirit would always be with them.
耶稣基督告诉他们复活以后告诉他们他的灵圣灵会跟门徒们常常同在。
His spirit would guide them and comfort them and teach them everything they needed to know.
圣灵会跟他们会看顾他们，会教育他们，会引导他们，所有他们需要知道的圣灵都会告诉他们。
So that they could carry on his work.
所以门徒们可以继续做耶稣基督的这个工作。
And they did, and that's why we're here today.
门徒们就继续了，这也就是因为我们今天大家都在这里。
In our Bible reading this morning, we are looking at the second generation of early believers.
我们今天早上看的经文实际上是耶稣基督以后的另外一个一代的这个门徒。
The writer of Philippians is a man by the name of Paul.
这个腓立比书的作者就是保罗。
But he's writing from jail.
但是当时他写的时候是从监狱里面写的。
He's a prisoner of conscience and a prisoner of faith.
当时因为他信仰的缘故被抓起来了。
Before he became a follower of Jesus, he was a persecutor of those who followed Jesus.
但是大家都知道保罗在做耶稣基督的门徒之前，他是逼迫基督徒的。
And he's even responsible for the killing of early Christians.
他还杀害了很多早期的基督徒。
But when he met Jesus, he was completely changed.
当他遇见耶稣基督在大马士革的路上的时候，他就完全改变了。
When he met Jesus, he was changed forever, and life never looked the same to him again.
当他碰到耶稣基督的时候，他的生命完全发生变化，跟以前完全不一样了。
He became one of the great preachers and promoters of this new faith.
他成为历史上我们所 是最伟大的传道人，传扬耶稣基督的福音。
And in spite of opposition, he carried Jesus' message everywhere he went.
他遇到了很多逼迫和反对，在他的这个行程当中。
As he wrote these words, he was physically restricted.
当他写腓立比书这些经文的时候，他是被坐在牢里面。
He was chained hand and feet.
他的手脚都被那个锁链锁住。
He couldn't come and go as he wanted.
他不能自由地走动。
He had lost all personal freedom.
他所有的个人自由都失去了。
But he had come to understand what real freedom.
但是他清楚地懂得真正的自由是什么。
It was knowing and experiencing God in his life.
那就是在
free.
那就是在生命中来认识和经历神。
He had lived a life of anger and violence.
他过去的生活是愤怒的、暴力的。
And that was all changed.
那所有都发生了变化。
He wrote this message to early believers in Jesus, and it's a message that's important to believers today.
他写的这个经文是当年给早期的基督徒的，但是这个对我们今天是非常重要的。
If you read the first verses of this chapter, and we started in verse 10, but if you read the first 9 verses, he gives his academic credentials.
如果你我们是从第十节开始读的，但是前面九节你如果读的话，你就可以看到他保罗在学术上的资历。
And they are impressive.
他非常了不起的。
But they don't really matter to him anymore.
但是那些对他根本就不重要了。
He had excelled in all of his studies.
他在所有的学术上都很有成就。
But it wasn't his studies that had caused him to know God.
但是并不是他在这些所有在学术上的成就让他来了解上帝。
He had been intensely religious in all of the Jewish ways.
他按照以色列人的这个各方面来讲的话，他是非常强的在这个研究方面。
But this religious devotion had not brought him God's love and peace.
但这些宗教的这个学习和研究，并没有让他更清楚的认识神。
He tells these Philippian believers, these early believers, that his greatest goal in life is to know Christ.
他对这个腓立比书在这腓立比书里面讲，他对他们讲，他最大的这个目标，他的标杆就是来认识基督。
Now I know I'm speaking to a Chinese-speaking audience.
我知道我是在跟大家讲中文的人讲。
But I also know you all know the ABCs.
我也知道你知道 ABC.
Right? Am I right?
对不对？你知道 ABC 吧
？I'm going to give you 7 points that are alphabetical.
我会给你七点这是字母上排下来的，就是按照字母 ABCD 排下来的。
And they're going to start with the letter G. G-H.
但是从 G 开始的 ，G-H。
Did I get them right? G-H-I-J-K-L-M. That's where we're going.
G-H-I-J-K-L-M. 七个字母。
Let's look at verse 10 and 11.
我们来看看这个第十节、十一节。
Paul says, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead.
第十节，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。
Paul says that his goal in life is to know Christ.
保罗说他的生命中的目标，他的标杆就是认识基督。
He has spent much of his life as a student of the Jewish laws, with the hope that this would help him know God.
他花了很多时间，他的生命当中的很多时间，就是来学习以色列的这个律法以为他这是通过他认识上帝的方法。
But he discovered that having all the right answers to all of the theological questions didn't satisfy his soul's hunger for God.
当他发现懂得所有这些神学问题的这个答案呢，并不能满足他在灵里对神的渴望。
He came to the point that the only thing that mattered to him was to know Christ.
他到达了一点呢，就是他觉得唯有来完全了解基督才是最重要的。
He says in these verses that he wants to know Christ. In every way,
他在这个经文里面讲到，他要认识耶稣，要从各个方面来认识耶稣。
In the power of his resurrection and in the fellowship of his suffering,
要来了解他复活的大能和跟他一同受苦。
He doesn't just want to know Christ in a one-sided way.
他并不是想了解，就是从一个小小的单方面来了解基督。
But he wants to know him fully.
他要来完全的了解基督。
He knows that he needs the power of God in his life.
他知道他有这个需要来了解神的大能。
But he also knows that to follow Jesus may involve suffering.
他也很清楚地认识到跟随耶稣基督就是要受苦的。
After all, Jesus' path led to a cross before his resurrection.
我们也知道耶稣基督在复活之前是先上十字架的。
To be Jesus' follower means that we focus fully on being devoted to him and to his lifestyle.
所以作为耶稣基督的跟随者的话，那我们要集中在完全的奉献上面。
Not just when it's easy and fun, but even when it's difficult and sometimes confusing.
不光光是容易的时候是有意思的时候，但是更重要的是在困难的时候和迷惑的时候。
To follow Christ and to get to know him, not just with our mind, but experientially, is his goal.
就是跟随耶稣基督的话呢，就不光光是我们用脑子来认识耶稣基督的这些知识，更重要的是在经历神。
And that can be a goal for us, to experience God in our sorrows and in our struggles.
这个目标，这个标杆也可以给我们今天大家的这个一起使用。这个目标就是让我们在苦难的时候，在痛苦的时候来经历神。
So that's our first letter, G. Paul had identified his goal. He had a goal.
这是我们那个第一个字母，就是 G, 就是他保罗有目标，有目标。
Let me give you the other points so you know where we're going.The second one, H, is humility of spirit.
第二点要讲的是那个 H, 就是要有谦卑，纯谦卑的心。
The next one is I, intensity of spirit. I'm sorry, humility of heart, did I say? Humility of heart.
Yeah.
And I, intensity of spirit.
I, 就是第三点，就是 I is intensity of spirit, 就是属灵的强化，属灵的力量。
J is join others on the journey.
J 就是互相效法，跟其他的基督徒。
K is be kingdom thinkers.
K 是有天国的思想。
And this morning, one of our songs, thanks to translation, I was able to follow, spoke about the kingdom of God.
今天早上我们唱的其中一个歌就是那个讲到是这个 kingdom of God, 就是天国的这个神的天国。
L is to look for the Lord's return.
L 是仰望。救主再来。
And M is to mentor one another.
M 是互相教导，勉励。
So the first one is Paul identified his goal.
第一个就是基，就是保罗清楚地知道他生命当中的标杆。
And his goal was to know Christ fully, deeply, in the good times and in the bad times.
他的目标就是来认识，完全地认识耶稣基督，不管是容易的时候还是困难的时候。
In the next three verses, we'll see the next two points.
我们下面来看看这个下面的经文。
Beginning in verse 12.
十二节。
Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
十二节，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，基督耶稣所以得着我的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣从上面召我来的。来得的奖赏。
Here we see Paul's humility of mind and intensity of spirit.
这里我们看到保罗的谦卑的心和他的属灵的强度。
As we've already said, Paul was a man of academic greatness and social status.
我们都知道保罗他的那个学术的成就和他社会的地位。
He was known to many early Christians for planting new churches.
我们也知道他是对早期基督徒都是很熟悉的，他那个建立了很多教会。把 这个耶稣基督的信息带了给他们。
And taking the message of Jesus to many new places.
还把福音传播了很多新的地方。
He was a mature follower of Christ who had been used of God to do mighty miracles.
他是一个成熟的耶稣基督的这个跟随者，他被神所用，行了很多神迹。
But in these verses, he says, "I'm not yet perfect. God still has work to do in me."
但是你看到他在这个经节里面讲，他说我不是完全的，神还有许多工作在我身上需要做。
In these verses, he uses his words that makes you think of an athlete.
你看到这个经节里面有些字的话呢，就让你想到这个运动员。
Notice the verbs.
你看到这个动词。
He says, "I press on. I strain."
我竭力，我努力。
He is working hard to grow into a more mature follower of Jesus.
他是很努力的在最要成为一个成熟的耶稣基督的这个门徒。
He is saying in his experience it takes great effort to die to selfish desires and to live to God's desires.
他需要花很大的精力让这些个人的私欲自私的欲望来死去，然后来单单来仰望神在他身上的愿望。
To set aside the values of this temporary world and to live with heaven's values in mind.
把这个属世的这个价值观放在一边，来生活在生活当中活出这个天国的这个价值观。
Paul understands the struggle of being good in a bad world.
保罗很清楚的知道，在这个在这个败坏的世界当中，要活出耶稣基督是一场征战。
And he's humble and he's focused.
他需要谦卑和注目在耶稣基督身上。
He knows how far he is from godliness.
他知道他这个离神是很远的。
And so he understands the work he must do to make progress in his life.
他知道他需要做什么才能更清楚的更接近神。
Verses 15 and 16 simply point out that those who see themselves as mature should also see that they must still keep growing.
15节16节的话呢，就对我们这些对我们当中，如果我们有觉得自己是很成熟的话呢，你更需要进一步的努力。
They must keep experiencing the work of God in their lives.
我们必须要继续经历神。
They must remain humble and keep the goal in mind.
他们必须成谦卑在面前树立标杆。
That they might really come to know Christ deeply and not just settle for a shallow knowledge of Him.
他们必须来更进一步的、更深的认识神而不只是肤浅的了解神的这个知识。
Follow along verse 15.
十五节。
All of us who are mature should take such a view of things. And if on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you. Notice 16. Only let us live up to what we have already attained.
十五节，所以我们中间凡是完全人，总要存这样的心。若在什么事上存别样的心，神也必以此指示我们。十六节，然而我们到了什么地步，就当照着什么地步行。
I'm not sure how that translates in Chinese. The already attained.
Already attained 就是在我们
similar close translation.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. In God's eyes, when He looks at someone who trusts in Him, He sees the righteousness of Jesus.
从神的眼光来看的话，如果我们或者某人他已经信任相信神相信神的话，那他通过耶稣基督看这个人的话，就是有公义的。
When we look in the mirror and when we look in our own lives, we see our own imperfection.
我们从镜子里面看的话，我们看到自己只是看到自己的不完全。
But God sees what we will someday be.
神看我们的话，就是看我们以后有一天会可以做到的。
So in verse 16, he's saying, "This is your position in Christ."
这个十六节就是讲，他就是讲到，这是你的要达到的位置在耶稣基督里面。
And our job is to bring our practice in line with our position.
我们的目的的话，就是我们要通过实践来经历神，来达到那个位置。
So the idea is live up to who you are.
所以这个中心呢，就是你要把你的生活提高到那个你被期望的那个位置。
Now we come to the last paragraph of this section and the last four points.
我们来看看最后四点。 点和最后这个 一个经节。
But let's review the first three.
我们先看看来回顾一下前面讲的三点。
Paul was goal-oriented.
保罗是目标指引的。
He had identified his goal in life, and that was to know Christ deeply and experientially.
他的人生的标杆就是深刻的来认识和经历耶稣基督。
He didn't just want to know about him in his mind.
他并不是只是在头脑当中了解耶稣基督的知识。
Paul was humble-hearted.
保罗是谦卑的。
He knew that there was more for him in his relationship with Christ.
他知道有更多的需要跟他在跟耶稣基督的关系上还有更多的东西需要他学习。
He wasn't finished growing.
他并没有完成他的这个成长。
And that caused him to have intensity of spirit.
这样就引导他到这个属灵的强度强化上面来。
He pressed on and he worked hard at being like Christ.
他就习力努力的来效仿耶稣基督。
Now let's begin at verse 17.
我们来看看十七节。
Join with others in following my example, brothers, and take note of those who live according to the pattern we gave you. For as I have often told you before, and now say again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction, their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is on earthly things, but our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body.
十七节，弟兄们，你们要一同效法我，也当留意看那些遭我们榜样行的人，因为有许多人行事是基督十字架的仇敌。我屡次告诉你们，现在又流泪地告诉你们，他们的结论就是沉沦，他们的神就是自己的杜甫，他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀，专以地上的事为念。我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。他要按照那能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们的这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己的荣耀的身体相似。
In verse 17, Paul makes it very clear that following Christ and getting to know him better is not done alone.
十七节保罗清楚的就指出了，就说跟随耶稣来认识耶稣基督的话，你不可能单独完成的。
He says, join with others and learn from others.
要和其他人一起，要和其他基督徒一起互相效法，互相学习。
He realizes that some people are only focused on the things of this world.
他也认识到，有些人呢，他是只是注目在这个世界上的东西。
And that some are even enemies of Christ.
还有一些甚至是耶稣基督的仇敌。
But he says our citizenship is in heaven.
但他说我们是天国的国民。
So he says be kingdom thinkers.
所以他说你要像要有天国的想法思想。
He is saying even if the world rejects you for the sake of Christ.
他说就算这个世界因为耶稣基督的缘故来拒绝你。
God knows that you belong to him.
神知道你是属于他的。
He encourages these early believers to look for the Lord's return.
他也鼓励这些早期的信仰者呢基督徒呢来仰望耶稣基督再来。
Jesus promised his followers, his early followers, that he would one day come back and finish the job he started.
我们知道耶稣基督许诺他的早期的这个跟随者呢就是他有一天会再重新回来。
All the evils of the world would end and justice would rule.
所有世上的邪恶都会结束，神的公义要来到。
Those who come to know Christ will finally be changed to be like Jesus.
那些我们这些认识耶稣基督的呢，最后就会发生改变，就完全像耶稣基督一样。
In such a way that they will completely share in his resurrection.
这样的话呢，就是我们就跟他复活一样。
Our lives, our bodies, which are now full of imperfection, will be transformed so that we will be like Jesus.
我们现在这些不完全的这个生命和身体呢，就会完全发生变化，就变得像耶稣基督一样。
When you think of the Christian church family, there are three main branches.
整个基督教的这个大家庭当中呢，有三个分支大的。
There is the Protestant branch, of which we are a part.
就是新教徒，就是我们是。
There's the Roman Catholic branch.
有这个天主教徒。
And there's the Orthodox or Eastern Orthodox branch.
还有正统教派的。
Several years ago, I spoke with an Eastern Orthodox priest.
几年前我跟这个这个东正教的这个正统教派的这个牧师聊天。
And I asked him about the subject of being saved from sin.
我问他这个就是从罪当中被拯救的问题。
And I really liked his answer.
我很喜欢他的答案。
Now I know in Chinese you don't have tenses, past, present, future.
We do, but a different way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
他说我们在我们中文里面我们没有过去现在将来，但是我们有，我们用过去将来嘛，对不对？
This is what he said.
这是他说的。
We are saved.
我们过去被拯救了。
We were saved.
我们过去被拯救了。
We are being saved.
我们现在被拯救。
And we will be saved.
我们将来也被拯救。
Our salvation is past, present, and future.
我们的救恩是过去的现在的也是将来的。
He went on to explain that Jesus' death on the cross and his resurrection saved us from the penalty of sin.
他继续解释，他说耶稣基督在十字架上的死和他的复活呢，把我们从罪的惩罚当中拯救出来了已经。
That's the past tense.
这是过去的。
His Holy Spirit with us today saves us from the power of sin.
他的圣灵，耶稣基督差派的圣灵今天把我们从罪的力量中拯救。
That's the present tense of salvation.
这是现在的这个救恩。
And his return for us someday saves us from the very presence of sin.
他的再来，他的将来的再来会把我们从罪里面完全拯救出来，我们就不再活在罪中。
And that's the future tense.
这是过去的。这是将来的。
As we conclude, let me just do one final review for you.
我们再来重新回顾一下。
You remember your words? We start with the letter G.
你还记得你的这个字母吗？从 G 开始。
Paul had a goal.
保罗有目标。
He wanted to know Christ deeply and experientially, not just in his mind.
他要更深的更深的来了解基督，来经历他，不光光是只在他脑袋当中。
He was humble-hearted.
他有一颗谦卑的心。
He realized that he still needed to go deeper in his relationship with Christ.
他需要在他和耶稣基督的关系上往更深处的走。
For the letter I, he had intensity of spirit.
这个字母 I, 他有属灵的强度和力量。
He knew that to move forward in his relationship with Christ and to reach his goal, he needed to work at it.
他知道他要在跟耶稣基督的关系再深入往前走的，他需要更加努力。
Letter J, he needed to join others in the journey.
字母 J 呢，就是他需要跟别的人在一起，要互相勉励，互相效力。
He knew that walking the Christian path was not to be done alone.
他知道在这个在我们走属天的道路当中是不可能单独的。
So he encouraged these early readers and us today to join others.
所以他鼓励早期的信仰者和我们今天的基督徒要跟其他的人一起在互相效法，互相学习。
He knew that we lived in a corrupt and broken world.
他知道我们住在一个败坏的世界当中。
So he said, "Be kingdom thinkers."
所以要他讲我们要像要天国的思想，做天国的国民。
And L, to look for the Lord's return.
字母 L 就是让我们来仰望主耶稣基督的再来。
He knew that when the Lord returned, he would make everything right, and that his goal of knowing Christ would be completely achieved.
他知道当耶稣基督再来的时候，我们要完全认识耶稣基督的目标，标杆就会达到所有的东西都会完全。
Now for the letter M, you have to go back up to verse 17.
这个字母 M 的话呢，我们要回到这个经节十七节。
And that's mentor one another.
就是互相教导勉励。
In verse 17 he says, follow my examples, brother, and take note of those who live according to the pattern we gave you.
17节，弟兄们，你们要一同效法我，也当留意看那些照我们榜样行的人。
He is saying, learn from me and help others grow in their knowledge of Christ.
他是保罗说效法他自己也当留意看那些照我们榜样行的人。
We gave you a pattern of helping others find and get to know Christ, so follow our example.
保罗就是说我们已经给了你这样的榜样，所以你可以跟着这样的榜样来行。
Help others find and get to know Christ.
然后来帮助别人来更认识耶稣基督。
I have a couple of questions for you, and then we're finished.
我有几个在完结束之前，我有几个问题要问大家。
First, do you know Christ?
你认识基督吗？
Do you really, really know Christ?
你真的真的认识基督吗？
Or do you only know facts about him in your mind?
你只是在他在你的脑子当中知道耶稣基督的这个知识。
In order to know him, you have to have experienced his power and his love in your life.
你要认识他的话，你必须经历他的大能。
You have to know that he has forgiven you of your imperfections and that he invites you to get to know him in a deeper way.
你要知道你要认识到就是说你自己的不完全，而且你要个人来邀请他来帮助你。
Paul told these early believers that their citizenship was in heaven.
保罗告诉这些早期的这个跟随者，告诉他们说你们是天国的国民。
When we think of citizenship, we think of passport.
当我们想到这个公民权的时候，我们就想到护照。
Do you have a passport from heaven?
你有去天国的护照吗？
Is heaven your eternal home?
天国是你最终的归属吗？
What is your destination after this life of struggle on earth?
你在这个地球上挣扎了一辈子以后，你知道你会去哪里吗？
Is it with the one who made you, who knows you, and who loves you so much?
是那位造你、了解你又非常爱你的吗？
It can be.
可以是的。
You might ask how.
但是你可能会问怎么样。
It's a very simple answer.
很简单的问答案。
Humble your heart before the Lord and admit that you need him in your life.
在主的面来到主的面前有一颗谦卑的心来承认你的生活当中生命当中需要他。
Accept his forgiveness for your failings and your faults.
来接受他对你的失败和缺乏缺点的这个饶恕。
And then there comes the hard part.
那当下面就是比较困难的一部分。
Get serious about focusing on God's ways.
真正的来面对来把你的焦点再集中在神的身上。
Rather than the ways of the world, which are contrary to God or in opposition to God.
而不是这个世界上的做法，这世界上的做法都是跟神的做法是完全相反的。
Next, the exciting part.
下面是很激动人心的一部分。
Join with others on this journey of faith.
与别人与其他基督徒互相教导，在一起来行走这个旅程。
Tell someone.That you want to get to know Jesus in a deeper and more personal way.
你来告诉别人你想更深、更加了解、认识基督耶稣。
And share the journey with others who are going in the same direction.
你来分享你的经历，来见证主在你身上的工作。
This can not only help you, but you can help others.
这不光光帮助你，而且你帮助别人。
Finally, remember that Jesus keeps his promises.
最后你要记住，耶稣基督神的应许。永不改变。
He said that anyone who comes to him will never be rejected.
他说来到他面前的都不会被拒绝。
So reach out to him.
所以你要靠近他，你来接近他。
And he will reach out to you.
他也会来靠拢你，来接近你。
He also said that he was coming back again.
他也说了他会再来。
Live like it might happen today.
让我们来今天活着。就这样活着，耶稣基督今天就会回来。
Because it might be.
因为今天就可能是他回来的日子。
I'd like to pray the prayer that Paul prayed for those who first read these verses.
我想最后以这个祷告来结束，用保罗当年为这些刚刚读到他这些经节，第一次读到他的这些经节的人祷告的那个经文。
And it comes from chapter 1 of Philippians, verses 3 through 6.
这是在腓立比书第一章第三节到第六节，如果你有圣经的话，你可以打开看。
I thank my God every time I remember you.
我每逢想念你。 我就感谢我的神。
In all my prayers for all of you,
每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，
I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now.
常常欢欢喜喜地祈祷，因为从头一天直到如今。
Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus.
你们是同心合意的兴旺福音，我深信那在你们心里动了善功的必成就这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。阿们。
阿们。